Now, I would like to welcome to the Monday edition of Northside Today, Aidan Flynn, General Manager of the Freight Transport Association of Ireland. Aidan, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Donny.
Aidan, you are the General Manager, as I said, of the Association for the Freight Transport in Ireland. And it is fair to say that your organisation and members are heading into, or if not already, in the teeth of a fair crisis when it comes to drivers.
Yeah, it's fair to say it comes in waves and it's periodic. It's not new. It's been there for forever. You know, there is a skills shortage and there is a driver shortage, and it's pretty pronounced at the moment. Complicated, I think, with COVID. You know, the shutting down of the economy to varying degrees over the last 18 months or so, albeit the freight distribution logistics sector has been incredibly resilient, but large parts of the sector parts of the sector supported by the haulage industry have been closed. So, I mean, construction was shut down for quite a while. Food services and restaurants and pubs, as we all know, have been closed for a while. And I think with the reopening of the economy and the fact that it was closed for so long created problems with the government supports for people who had lost jobs or were furloughed and so on. And to have the economy open up again, it was a real challenge, number one, to try and get people back into the workplace. But number two, then intense competition for people to move from one sector of the industry into another, you know. And it's pretty prevalent in terms of the construction sector, which is gearing up very, very quickly. So everybody's competing for an ever-decreasing pool of drivers, which is creating a supply problem.
And I suppose, as well, then, Aidan, it's fair to say that it has been exasperated by the fact that people who may have been on the cusp of getting a licence, that was stopped as well. So there's probably a backlog in that sector as well, is there?
Well, there is, you know. Like, I mean, thankfully, everybody working in the freight distribution logistics sector has been deemed to be essential, and that even went as far as trying to get priority of supports for carrying out driving tests. But there is a backlog, and there's part of the driving test called the driver CPC qualification that all drivers need to have to drive for hire and award, and there's been report from our members of serious delays in terms of getting that qualification. So effectively you could pass your driving test but not actually be able to work because you don't have your driver CPC card. So I mean, we've certainly raised this with the Road Safety Authority and the Department of Transport to investigate this as a matter of urgency.
I think from my own limited knowledge of that, and it's through my eldest son, that has to be renewed every year, I think, doesn't it?
Well, once you get the basic qualification, you need to do 7 hours of training. But I think that and like FTA Ireland delivered that periodic training, and we have been delivering it, albeit you could get 16 people in the class pre-pandemic. Now it's around 7 or 8 because of social distancing. But that has actually continued throughout most of the pandemic. But this driver CPC requirement is to have 35 hours of training done over a 5-year period. So there has been support from the Road Safety Authority, I suppose, in terms of supporting the industry, that they are lenient enough that you don't have to do that 1-day training if you can't get to it because of the pandemic. But it's actually getting the first card as a new driver into the industry where there seems to be more delays. The other point which we were raising with the government and the RSA was the fact that there's plenty of drivers, plenty of people with full rigid C licenses or Arctic CE licenses available to drive, who might be working in the Office of Transport Operations, but they may not have kept up their driver CPC to have a driver CPC card. And we were looking for a little bit of a derogation or leeway to encourage these guys to be able to drive if their employers you know, needed them to get out of a bit of a jam because of the driver shortage. And today we were disappointed with the response that they were saying you actually have to have this driver CPC card at all costs before you can actually drive for hire and award. So I understand the rules of it, but there needs to be a lot more flexibility placed in terms of looking at solutions that can actually ease some of the burden on industry.
Now, a lot of people would ask, Aidan, how could this be so? Because we have seen figures produced in the last, and let's call it 18 months now, because it's, for all intents and purposes, this has gone on for 18 months, of online shopping has gone absolutely through the roof. So we live on an island, so therefore everything that's ordered has to be shipped or arrived and transported around the country on the back of a truck or inside in a van. So these people must have been flat out. They couldn't have been sitting at home. So where have they all gone? That would be the question that people, I was looking from the outside, would ask straight away.
Well, it seems to me to be, and you're right, I mean, we all sat in our homes and those lucky enough to continue to have a job, looking out the window to see numerous vans and indeed private cars delivering parcels, which beggars the question about the regulation and standards that are employed to and the fairness of competition in relation to all of that type of thing as well. But that's another day's work. But I think the challenge for the heavy goods sector and the haulage sector is that you're now competing against a bigger, van delivery sector for those limited resources, and perhaps some of the challenges there is that, people might say, well, actually, to be a courier, it's very, very busy on a day-to-day basis. It could be, more of a 9-to-5, Monday-to-Friday type of job than, being an international haulier who's away from home and all that type of thing. So, there's increased home deliveries for supermarkets and retail and stuff like that. So while that's expanding, it's challenging other parts of the industry to keep up to date as well. And
so basically saying, Aidan, is it's the one big pool of drivers, but they have seen that this is, I won't say an easier way, but maybe a better quality of life by going down this road, and that's taking away from the pool of HGV, rigid and bigger vehicle drivers that you started off with.
That's one reason first. The other reason, of course, is that a lot of drivers who we would have relied on, particularly from Eastern Europe, have gone home during the pandemic and haven't returned, So, and that has been because of the opening and closing of the economy, but it's also effectively because they've gone back to their families, because that's obviously the most important part for everybody is their family and their home country, and we haven't been actually able to replace those people, so which are really essential for the sector and for which the HGV and haulage sector in particular were hugely reliant. I mean, over 30% of all international drivers are from Eastern Europe, so it's a significant cohort of people,
Yeah, and I mean, not wishing to compare like Aidan, but I was listening to a discussion on this on a British radio station recently, and the point was being made there that they were after being hit with exactly the same problem, but they were hit with it twice because, number one, the same conditions applied in relation to COVID, but secondly, they got a second whammy because a lot of Eastern European drivers left when Brexit came into play. They said, right, enough is enough, I'm going back home, good luck. So they lost on the double, if you know what I mean. Now, their solution to this, I presume, is something that you would not be in favour of, where they're almost telling the, I think they call them the traffic police or whatever, the motorway police in England, to kind of turn a blind eye to the tachograph and, where it was only safe to drive for X amount of hours yesterday, from today on, you're all right, let's keep going.
I know, it's a ridiculous situation to be in, where you're compromising road safety and compromising the welfare of, you know, the hardest working people in terms of drivers who have to put in a hard shift. There is rules and regulations around how many hours you can drive in a day and over a week or 2 week period and so on, and to be suggesting that let's get these guys to work longer and harder as a solution to this particular issue, it's just ridiculous. You know, I think it's probably not surprising in terms of where Britain is at the moment in terms of the decision making processes, but I think Brexit has definitely played a big part in terms of their difficulties, where 80% of their exports were carried out by foreign haulage operations, including a big proportion from Ireland, you know. So the introduction of borders and complexities around those borders doesn't actually help aid the industry in terms of creating massive administrative burdens and delays and such like. But I mean, the other fact is that because of our geographic location and reliance on the UK in the past, a lot of the drivers in the UK may have looked at Ireland at some stage, but because of Brexit and COVID, as I mentioned, they didn't consider moving to Ireland or coming to Ireland for lots of reasons. And some of those reasons could be to do with the cost of accommodation and cost of living compared to Britain. And they viewed the best thing to do was to go back to their home country, as I said. So we need to do more to attract those people back here again, and I suppose we're working through the Addressing the Future Skills Forum and Expert Skills Group with Jobs Ireland and EURES, which is the European network of promotion of jobs available in various different countries, to kind of highlight and promote the vacancies in Ireland. And we've we're building a new kind of jobs opportunity page on our website to link in with Jobs Ireland, because we want operators who are looking to recruit drivers to do it in a forum that not only promotes it within Ireland, but then automatically, once it's on the Jobs Ireland website, it automatically goes onto a European database. And we're looking to develop campaigns along with our other colleagues on the Addressing Skills Needs to campaigns, you know, targeted at certain countries in Europe for HGV drivers, you know. And like, that's not going to be easy as well, because driver shortage is an issue for everybody, not just Ireland and the UK.
In a question you may not be able to answer, but I'll chance my arm in asking it anyway. Would you be in contact with the Department of Social Protection to see if they have people with the required skills on their unemployment register?
Yeah, there's a lot of activity and outreach in that regard. There is programs through the ETBs in relation to attaining your driving license, and as well there's outreach campaigns through Jobs Ireland as well, who are kind of part of that department, and there's incentives as well in relation to taking people off the live register and into the industry, and I think the key to all of this is trying to get that information out to the sector. And you know, that's certainly something that we're trying to do in a proactive way, as I mentioned, through that website. But there are opportunities to be exploited there for employers, for sure. But you know, it also highlights the specialist nature of driving a truck. You know, you have to have the requisite driving license and CPC qualification, but you also, you know, need to have the experience to be able to carry out this job safely and effectively as well. So it's not an easy role to fill.
Yeah, well, of course, the old saying goes, in if it was easy, everyone would be at it. If you had the year of, and I'm guessing here that it's probably Leo Varadkar is the one you'd be talking to in relation to this, and Eamon Ryan being transport, and indeed the Road Safety Authority. If you had the year of all three and you were sitting in a room with them, what would you be looking for them to do to ease your load this morning?
Well, I think this is the journey we're on for getting more recognition for the profession of driving, professional driving. Like, FTI PTA Ireland are the lead proposer now for a new driver apprenticeship that's going to be launched in Sligo IT in January 2022. And we're working very proactively with an exciting consortium made up of employers and other trade representatives.
Well, but in all due respect, Dan, what I'm asking is, like, what do you want him to do right now? Not next year, or not even in 6 months' time, something that's going to alleviate your problem next week and the week after?
Well, they need to do everything possible to remove the barriers to entry into the industry. Number one, there's plenty of people with fully licensed C and CE licenses. They need to be encouraged to get back into driving where they can fulfill roles and do it in a manner without having to jump through lots of different hoops to ease the burden on the employers. Like, we support the requirements for driver CPC and the standard qualification that it's required, but there's ways and means of encouraging these guys back into the industry as drivers whilst they're attaining that qualification, rather than making them get it before they can actually get back into the position of driving again. There needs to be much more kind of concerted outreach programs in terms of promoting the sector, working collaboratively with industry, because it's not all on the state's shoulders to do this, but to work cooperatively, proactively and urgently with the industry to develop more awareness around the positions and roles and opportunities in Ireland. I think that's really, really important.
And let us say, in God forbid, that you get a stonewall blank no from all three of them. How soon before Mrs. Murphy will see this affecting her when she goes to her shop?
Look, I think we're beginning to see this anyway, and I think this is, you know, the inflationary issues that are impacting because of COVID, but because of Brexit, because of, we're seeing haulage rates increase by over 10% now. The challenges aren't just with the drivers, the challenges are with the increased cost of doing business. It's massively, and this is really important in terms of challenges for the supply chain, in terms of re-engineering the supply chain is taking place because of Brexit, but there's massive additional costs gone into the sector over the past 18 months to 2 years or so. And unfortunately, it will manifest itself in terms of increased costs for the consumer. I think that, on the flip side of that, what's more important is we get the economy open up again, we get people back working again to offset that impact on people. And I think that's really, really crucial.
Yes, indeed, Aidan. And on that positive note, I will thank you for joining me this afternoon. Aidan Flynn, General Manager of the Freight Transport Association of Ireland. Aidan, thank you so much for your time, and I wish you well, and I hope to God that somebody somewhere will see their way clear to ensuring that you can keep the wheels turning and keep things moving as they are. Aidan, thanks a million for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Tommy.